Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Through my healing journey, I've become increasingly aware of the way environmental toxicity affects my body. In the past, I've tested high for mercury, lead, cadmium, glyphosate, and mycotoxins from mold. I've experienced this as fatigue, full-body neuralgia, and brain fog. And after years of conventional treatments with limited results, I knew I needed to ask different questions if I wanted a different answer. Now, around this time, I was introduced to the Ion Cleanse by AMD at an integrative wellness symposium. I came across a technology where people put their feet in water, and over the next 20 to 30 minutes, ions were released into the water that assists the body's natural ability to release toxins. As you can imagine, I was very, very skeptical, but after my first session, I felt clear-headed, lighter, and a little bit high, and I was intrigued enough to invest in a unit. My N equals one experiment? I've watched levels of most environmental toxicity fall by almost 30% after 4 months. Now, this is a friend favorite, and as people come over to my home, they ask, Freddie, can I please do a foot bath? This is a heart-centered company, the support is amazing, and they offer a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. The Ion Cleanse by AMD is a safe, non-invasive way to help the body detox naturally, and it's trusted by the Beautifully Broken podcast. So reach out to Glenn at AMD today and see if it's a good fit for your home or your wellness clinic. Visit their site for more details at www.amajordifference.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. We are here in season three, creeping up on 100 shows, and a very special guest today, Sarah Glicken, who is, she comes with a lot of expertise in the areas of longevity, anti-aging, bone health. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Freddie. Thanks so much. So happy to be here.
Excited to have you here. And you know, you're actually on because my mom just called me 3 weeks ago. She goes, Freddie, what can I do? I just got my bone scans back and it says I'm showing early signs of, I think it's osteopenia. And, you know, of course she was recommended, there's pharmaceutical interventions that they throw out there and then they're going to give her some supplements. And I kind of looked at it, I said, let's just pause on that. I'm actually going to interview a great guest for you, which is going to be like the ultimate rainbow of resources for bone health. So Sarah, if you could just tell everybody why you're involved in this area and why this is your area of, well, let's call it your area of expertise, and a little bit about OsteoStrong, the clinic that you have in LA.
So I really came to this with a strong desire to support people in health optimization. So I consider myself to be, as a middle-aged woman now, that I say that freely, focused on pro-aging. And thinking about how we can support our bodies as we age in ways that we can live vitally and in a way that I think we've come to a place in our society where we frequently think that after age 40, that things are supposed to hurt, that we have to change the way that we live. And that doesn't need to be the case. And it doesn't have to necessarily be with pharmaceuticals that to be able to support health optimization. So I grew up in a family in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I was essentially a hippie kid eating organic before that was a buzzword. And really from when I was born, it was ingrained in me to find alternative methods of healing to support us. And that for me has always been, since I was young, the way that I lived my life. And I walked both of my parents through cancer journeys, and unfortunately, both transitioned. And as I was caregiving for both of them, I really got a strong sense that I wanted to do something where I could make more of an impact in the world on people's health and support people in their healing journeys. So as a non-practitioner, I didn't know exactly what that meant. So here I am. I'm a marketing executive. I have a master's in spiritual psychology. I have a holistic health coach degree, but I'm not a practitioner of sorts. And so I spent a lot of time looking at where can I be of service, where I can make a really big impact on people. And I was at a Tony Robbins event, Unleash the Power Within. And on day 4 of that event is a day when they talk all about health. And one of the modalities that he is a big fan of and is actually a part of the corporate entity of is OsteoStrong. And he speaks about it on stage at this event, Unleash the Power Within, as well as the CEO of OsteoStrong Corporate, the franchise. And I just immediately got a yes from the universe on, like, this is something where you can make a really big impact in the world. And if we think about it, our skeletal system is really the foundation of our body. And most of us don't really ever think about how we can support our skeletal system. It's like the chassis of a car. And if we don't support it, no matter how great an engine you put in it, your car can't go fast. So we need to start thinking about what we can do to get that chassis to be really functional so that we can put a Porsche engine in it and it'll go fast.
So in your experience, you know, what I hear is that there's not much you can do to reverse the health of bones once they start to deteriorate, decalcify. We often hear about people having the minerals are displaced in the body. And it's really a matter of, it's like the car parts aren't where they're supposed to be to rebuild the best body in the next week and the week and the week and the week. So in your experience, you know, what are some modalities that you've seen work through OsteoStrong to really make a change in that bone density?
So bone is a living tissue. And we don't really think of bone as a living tissue when we think about it. But it actually, similar to like, I'll use another analogy, but like a really tall building, it needs to be able to sway and have some movement in it to really sustain wind, or in our case, to sustain falls, to sustain movement. And our bones are the same. And all medical practitioners study what's called Wolf's Law, which is from the 1800s. Physician Wolf said that bone could be remodeled under high impact force. And up until now, what we thought was that the only way to do that would be jumping off of a really high, you know, you can get it by very high impact. And if you think about how that works, we think of gymnasts who have the highest bone density on earth, and they have massive impact when they're dismounting off of any of the modalities that they use. But obviously, they also retire at age 19 as athletes. So it's not very good for their joints. It's great for their bones, but it's not good for their joints. So John Jaquish, who developed the technology behind OsteoStrong, which is called osteogenic loading, looked at it and he said, wait a second, if osteoporosis is a deconditioning of our bone, and we know based on Wolf's Law that bone can be remodeled under high impact force, there's got to be a way to recondition bone and to increase bone density without risking injury. So what if we could emulate high impact loading on the body without having to jump off of something that's 2 feet high or higher and still get that impact? And that is what he did when he developed the technology behind OsteoStrong. So it's based on the idea that you can, through high impact emulation. So what we're doing is we're actually end-to-end compression on your bones, which stimulates what's called osteogenesis. So it is literally like telling your brain to create osteoblasts, to build new bone. And that's what we do at OsteoStrong.
This is one machine that does this, or are there several machines that would work in different areas of the body?
So there are 4 pieces of equipment, and each one focuses on a very specific part of the body. So what we do is we get you ergonomically into the best position to be able to impact as much force on the body as possible safely. So we have one machine that is for the upper body. So it's working from your shoulders down to your elbows and your elbows down to your wrists. We have another that works from our hips down to our knees and our knees down to our ankles, which is obviously a really important part of the area since hip fractures is such a big issue as we age. And then there's one for the core, which really focuses on the pelvis and the rib cage. And the 4th is for the spine. So it's about posture, reversing kyphosis, and then also impacting bone health in the spine.
Beautiful. So what can be expected? You know, if somebody were to come in let's use my mom, for example, and she's experiencing some early signs of bone loss, she's not to a tragic place yet, what kind of improvements could you expect? And what does the timeline look like that someone could actually achieve that?
So I'll give you two different sides of that. One is I'll give you what the research says, and then I can also give you anecdotally about our location so that I'm telling you about real life examples, which I think in some ways is a lot more impactful than looking at a study published in a medical journal. So what the medical journals say, I mean, first of all, going back a step, if we look at the population in the US, there are 54 million people affected by bone loss. So a really huge number of people. And we reach peak bone mass at about age 30. And after that, we start losing 1-2% bone density every year. And then women specifically after menopause can lose 5-6% bone density during menopause. So they can lose as much as like 20% bone density during that period of time. So that's why we see women probably around your mom's age starting to present with osteopenia and starting to see that their bone density is going down. So what the research has shown is that postmenopausal women who were studied showed a 14% increase in bone density over a 6-month period. So that's a pretty amazing number. What we have seen is we've been open since April 2018. We have over 50 people who have had great results coming in. Just last week, I spoke to one of our members that in about a year and a half, so probably really only about a year of coming in because of COVID, et cetera, she has seen a 16% increase in her overall bone density. So really incredible. We have multiple of our members who've gone from osteoporosis to osteopenia. We have someone who's gone back to normal bone density. We just had our first man who's gone from osteoporosis to osteopenia. So really amazing results. And the other aspect of it that is really powerful is that we're not only impacting our bones, but we're also impacting our muscles. So we're increasing the density of our muscles, similarly to we're increasing the density of our bones. And what we see is people are resolving all kinds of pain in their bodies. So as an example, we have an athlete that came to us. He was a competitive soccer player in Argentina, and he's had 4 ACL surgeries. When he came in to OsteoStrong the first day, he was unable to run at all. And he's now back on the soccer field and running down the beach with his kids and really able to lead a life that he thought that he was no longer going to be able to have based on the symptoms that he was experiencing at that point. So some really powerful shifts in people's bodies. And the thing about it that to me is so impactful is that frequently we're told once we get to a certain point that there's nothing that in Western medicine, frequently we're told there's not really anything that we can do about X, Y, or Z. Like, this is the trajectory that we're on. You're in pain. You have chronic pain. We can give you something to mitigate the pain, but you can't reverse it. Well, that's not always the case, right? So we have another example of a woman who was in daily pain after having been in a massive car accident 35 years ago. She'd had multiple surgeries, had been in pain pretty much every day since. And after about 6 months of coming to OsteoStrong, came in and said it was the best she'd felt in 35 years and the first time she'd been pain-free.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's got to charge up the workplace, right? When you have stories come in and out like that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, to me, is just such a blessing to be able to do something in the world where it feels like we're really helping people to be healthier, to feel better in their bodies. I think we frequently we'll get to a place where if we have pain, that we decide that that is how every day is going to be from now on, instead of coming from a place of shifting it and belief that it can change.
Incredible. I would imagine that being able to be in the center and be on the equipment, there must be a different perception using some of these machines than just going in and doing a standard workout and hyperloading, like doing a heavy squat day or a leg day. That there's probably a different feeling with a 16% increase in bone density for these people. It must be incredible.
It is. And the other part of it that's really interesting is that what was discovered is that the life cycle of bone is about, it's a 5-7 day turnaround. So just much like muscles need 24 to 36 hours to regenerate, they get torn down. That's why we get sore. Bone also needs that time. So what we found, or what Dr. Jaquish found, is that you only need to do this once a week to have maximum impact. There's no benefit in doing it more often than that. So you don't get sore in the same way that you would if you're doing a heavy workout. You're not loading weights on the body. So the risk of injury is very, very low. And it's not something that you have to do instead of. It can be done in conjunction with your workout. You're not depleting your ATP stores. So you're going to have a lot of energy after you do it. You're not going to be sore. You're not going to sweat. So it really fits into most people's lifestyle as a way to, like, I'll just pop into OsteoStrong for my once a week session, and a way to really create massive impact in my body with relatively minimal effort.
Incredible. I wonder now, in California where you're located, is this something that people could use their flex spend on as part of their insurance, or is this purely like an out of pocket at this point?
So many people with HSA or FSA accounts can use OsteoStrong as part of their flexible spending. It is not a modality that is covered by traditional insurance at this point, but definitely flexible spending accounts, it could be covered for sure.
Hi, friends. I hope you're loving this show. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. One of the consistent biohacks in my home is red light therapy, or photobiomodulation, if you want to sound fancy at a dinner party. Now, red lights have been clinically shown to help with a plethora of health benefits, including increased energy, better circulation, increased testosterone production, workout recovery, hair growth, and even help with fine lines and wrinkles on your skin. There are even multiple studies showing benefits with Alzheimer's patients. Personally, this is something I recommend for most of my clients to have in their home for its incredible benefits and relatively low cost. Now, from my research, LightPath LED continues to innovate their designs, and they include multiple wave panels and pulsing. With this initial research showing a greater depth of penetration and benefit to mitochondrial health, which, if you're a fan of the podcast, you know this is the moving target when it comes to wellness. Mind the mitochondria. So check out lightpathled.com and use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, all lowercase, for a 10% discount in the checkout. The inventor and founder, Scott Kennedy, is a true gem of a human being and stands behind every light that he sells. This is a Beautifully Broken podcast, stamp of approval, 5 stars. Now let's get back to the show. Do you have any advice? I always like to ask people this because it's, you know, we're kind of on the fringe here of wellness. As far as we know it, we're like, yeah, I'm on board. Give it to me. Give me all the weird stuff. But, you know, at the kitchen table in Buffalo, New York, when you say OsteoStrong, or you're going to talk about these gravitational forces to the hip to rebuild the bone, and it's just not, you know, it's just, there's like a little bit of a head turn. What do you think brings this more accessibility to like the masses? Like, what do you think is going to change that? So it's not a fringe thing and it's just more embraced by everybody.
Well, I think it starts with education and opening up more people's minds to a world where we can make changes to our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual states, and not necessarily through exclusively pharmaceuticals or surgery. So that's essentially what the allopathic medical world learns. And I think that the more that locations of OsteoStrong and other types of wellness centers that focus on alternative forms of healing open, the more we can educate people and open more people's eyes to it. But really what it comes down to is just the proof is in the pudding. Like, that if we just look at all of our, you know, happy 500 members and seeing the kinds of experiences that people are having and their heightened sense of well-being and their overall, their energy levels and better sleep and all of the ways that this can be impacted, as well as just feeling stronger and feeling more stable and not being afraid to fall as they're aging and all of those things that go along with it. And I think that we're on the path to this as people like Dave Asprey and Ben Greenfield are becoming a little bit more mainstream. As OsteoStrong opens more locations, we now have about 120 locations around the world. And I imagine that over, obviously, 2020 was a year of halting most of that sort of thing. But as we move into 2021 and beyond, I think we're going to see a big expansion. Part of it is also I believe that there is a real movement of people wanting to take back control of their health. There's a lot of people out there who are not willing to accept a prognosis without saying, no, I'm going to take control of my health and I want to do something about it. I even look at it as just as self-empowerment.
I couldn't agree more. I think 2020 was the ultimate tearing off of the Band-Aid to bring a little of awareness around priority of health and wellness. So I actually see that coming. I also, you know, along with that question and our understanding of bone health and what we think to work right now, how do you feel when somebody comes in and says, well, you know, I might try this, but my doctor, you know, right now they're telling me I can take, there's some pharmaceutical interventions. You know, we see commercials for Boniva that there's a pill out there that I can just take. That's going to be my savior for my bones. Now, in your experience, your understanding, what are the limitations with that intervention? If you have an opinion on that.
First, I will say, you know, we don't treat, diagnose, or cure. We always suggest to everyone that they speak to a medical practitioner and they do what they feel comfortable for themselves. That said, when I did the research on all of the interventions that are out there, the bisphosphonates, the pharmaceuticals for bone health, when you look at the research, it's not something that I personally, if I were told where I was at with my bone health, that I would want to do, because there are a lot of side effects that can come along with it. And it's not actually making your bones stronger. It's not rebuilding bones. I mean, what we're essentially doing is creating sort of what I would consider like a candy coating shell around the bone. But what we're frequently seeing is that there's still high fracture risk for people. Very often, someone who is on some of those drugs can't have major dental work done because there's concern that their jaw could shatter if they were having to be drilled into. So there are certain things that I look at and I say, I don't think that that's something that I would want to do. And I would like to look at all of the ways that I can improve my bone density outside of that. So of course, OsteoStrong being the main one that I would suggest, but as well, like, what can we do systemically in our body? How can we improve our nutrition? How can we improve our stress levels, reduce our stress levels? How can we improve our mental health? Like, all of these things are going to support our overall bone health as well.
That's great. That's pretty much been my research as well, is that it's actually a misconception that the bone would be stronger, that it's almost like this weird type of coating that it creates. And it looks better on a scan, but actually when we look at performance levels, we're not seeing that. So it's, again, just an interesting level of, I would just, you know, and I think, like you said, do your research, you know, go read the white papers, see what's actually being done and being proven in that. I think the other one I want to ask is, what about just taking calcium supplements? You know, that's what we hear. I've got to drink milk. At least when I went to high school, you know, drink your milk. That's going to give you healthy bones. Take calcium. Do you have any input from your research?
Yes. So there are actually some recent studies that I would encourage everyone to look at. Unfortunately, I thought I had the actual report right here so I could link to it, but
you could send it to me and we could pop it in the show notes.
Yes. So you're exactly right. When we were young, we were just told drink milk, drink milk, drink milk. And really what we found is that just increasing calcium in our bodies, that can actually have some negative effects. Right? Because we can have calcifications. And it's not just about adding the calcium in, it's really about the absorption of calcium in our bodies. So now what we're seeing is that vitamin D levels are very important to check if we're looking at bone health, because very often, I mean, a huge percentage of the American population is deficient in vitamin D. And if we don't have enough D and K in our bodies, we're not able to absorb calcium into our bones like we need to. So we need to look holistically at everything, like how we absorb our nutrients. Also, are we taking in, outside of taking a supplement, are we eating enough green leafy vegetables and other things that have calcium? A doctor who I'm a big fan of, who's also actually based in Los Angeles, I can send you a link to some of the work that she's done, but she has a book called The Healthy Bones, Nutrition and Cookbook. And she even talks about creating your own calcium source by grinding up eggshells to be a really powerful source of calcium that's highly absorbable in the body. And she has a lot of really great ideas in that book. So I think that there's a lot out there, but it's all shifting from what we learned when we were younger, which was just take calcium and that's all you need. And what most of the research is saying is that's not actually true.
Yeah, it's good stuff to re-examine. And I don't think there's, you know, nobody's pointing fingers. It's just, you know, new levels of awareness, and we get more information and we can build a better body going forward. And that's really exciting and empowering. And especially for me, I get excited when I learn these little nuggets. Like I call my parents, you know, I call my parents and I'm like, I got these stem cell patches that activate stem cells. I got this crystal blanket that's going to, like, you know, pull you into relax mode at the end of the night. So you don't have to de-stress this way and this way. So it's fun to learn these things. And I think the cool thing about podcasts is that this is information that is, it's so easy to share. If you have a person in your life who's aging, this is a great one to share, like send it out there. And so they can just go out and they can look up an OsteoStrong. And so what would you say, Sarah, if somebody's not close to a current franchise, do you have a recommended plan of action for them? As far as, like you said, there's this way to get this gravitational force that's going to be beneficial to the body. Like in my head, can somebody buy a really good rebounder? Does that benefit bone health?
Unfortunately, you know, rebounding is great for the lymphatic system. It's a great way to get some cardio, very low impact, but you're never going to have a high enough amount of force in your body to stimulate bone growth through rebounding. You know, there is some data out there about whole body vibration and bone health. NASA has done some research there, but it's a tricky subject because it's not easy to, I mean, in your hips, you need 4.2 times your body weight in force in order to stimulate osteogenesis. So think about that based on, you know, so for me, I would need 600 minimum pounds of force approximately for a 140-pound woman to be able to stimulate osteogenesis. Like most women wouldn't ever be able to hit those kind of numbers in doing anything other than OsteoStrong unless they're a gymnast. And that, but the other thing that I would say to everyone is that we should all go back to the basics. I mean, of course, I am a really strong proponent of using a modality like OsteoStrong that can support your bone health, your immune health. But also let's look at back at things like, how's your sleep hygiene? Are you getting enough sleep? I mean, sleep is like the main building block of everything in our bodies, right? And there's some research that was done at the medical school in Wisconsin that showed a direct link between chronic lack of sleep and bone health. And I think we're seeing more and more that chronic lack of sleep has a lot of ramifications in the body. And it's probably the most important thing that we can be focused on is getting better sleep and getting better quality nutrition in our bodies and making sure that we're eating, you know, very nutrient dense foods that come from organic, clean sources and as little toxicity as possible, limiting our exposure to EMFs. Like there's so many other things that we can be doing that all of it will support us in the long run.
The other thing I was going to say is, you know, we just got through, or we're moving through 2020, 2021, you're a brick and mortar. What was that experience like for you, and how did you fare? I just think that's a, you know, really topical, interesting question that people would love to know.
Yeah, it was a challenging year. It was. And honestly, what it forced me to do and my partner to do is to really get back to the why we were doing this in the first place and remembering why we started this business and why we're here, which ultimately is about being of service. And when we focused on that, it helped us to get through the challenging times and being closed and also wanting to support our employees. So we did everything that we could and we're open. And I mean, but to be honest, we're at 40% of where we were a year ago. So it's definitely significantly affected us as a business. I'm grateful that we're even at 40%. Of where we were. I know a lot of businesses are not even there. So I think what has been important for me is to get through it and to grieve the loss, but to not stay focused on it because here we all are now. And so what we can do is to move forward. And what I know to be true is that our facility, our studio, our center is the place of healing. It's going to support all of us in improving our immune system and creating community. And as long as we're safe, we can continue to support our members. And that's what we're here to do.
That's wonderful. You just mentioned community. Tell me about the communal aspect of OsteoStrong. Do people come in and do their machines alone, or is it kind of a social affair? How do people interact?
It definitely is. I mean, we have a lot of people now. So there's, I think everything is kind of pre-COVID and then the post-COVID. Pre-COVID, it was a thriving, bustling. There were always, I would say, 15 to 20 people there at any given time. It felt like the kind of energy of where you just wanted to hang out and spend some time because it was fun and great people and connection and community building. You know, now we've significantly limited the number of people who can be in the location at any given time. So you're never going to have more than, with staff, probably not more than 5 people there at any given time. So it has a little bit of a different feeling, but we still regularly have our members who are saying, you're the only place I'm going every week. And I get so much from it. I love the staff. I love how I feel when I leave. We have several other modalities that people can use as well, frequency devices and compression boots and red light therapy and just these modalities that really optimizing help so that you leave and you just feel vital and frequently even like mood elevation. I'll notice when I leave, I'm like, I'm just happier now.
That's amazing. And I'm sure you'll get back to that place where the 15 or 20, it's going to be you're going to breathe. It's going to happen. It's coming. I totally see a light at the end of the tunnel for this. Sarah, I guess, you know, I want to be respectful of our time and I like to keep it under an hour and be respectful of your time. I wondered, I can give you a couple more questions here to close out.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So the Beautifully Broken podcast, you know, the journey of falling down, getting back up, putting ourselves back together. What does it mean to you to be beautifully broken?
For me, the moment in my life that really shifted everything for me was when my mom was diagnosed for the second time with metastatic cancer. And when we knew that in all likelihood, she would be transitioning. And that time period really shifted things for me. And I was forced to create an opportunity for growth and for healing out of the most terrible thing that I could ever imagine experiencing in my entire life, right? Like as a kid, I'm an only child, very close to my mom. What could be worse than your mother dying at a young age? And I realized at that moment that I had a choice. And my choice was either I could stay in darkness and in grief and in sadness, or I could use it as a fuel to open to continuing to live a beautiful, loving, vibrant life, because I knew that that was what she would want for me. So that, to me, it was like that moment of breaking open and like realizing that when we come down to it, that everything is an opportunity for us, even those really terrible times.
Beautiful. So Sarah, you get a magic wand question. You're going to actually step up onto a podium for 2 minutes and the divided, polarized nature of the world, everybody's going to stop. They're going to turn to you for 30 seconds. You get to say everything to the people of the world. What are you going to gift them with your knowledge?
I think if I was able to gift people anything, it would be the gift of love. So it's all about starting with self-love and loving those we're close to, loving our neighbors, loving those who are different than us, loving the earth, loving animals. I think that if we focused more on love and really starting, I think, with self-love, honestly, that's probably where we all need to start. And I know for me personally, I still have a lot of work to do in the self-love area, that the world would be a different place.
And then Sarah, what do you do to tap into joy? Unfiltered, just pure joy. Like what lights you up?
Well, there are several things that I would say. Some of them are not as available right now because of COVID. But so I would say that I have 3 answers to that. One is my sort of spiritual journey that I'm on that really opens me up to joy. So it having a regular practice of breath work. I love to do grounding, walking on the beach barefoot, just reconnecting, that meditating, just always bringing me back to my center and my grounded place. So that would be one. live music. Man, if there's one thing that I miss during COVID, it's live music. Music for me is all about joy. And my third is food and food as art. And that's another thing that I've so missed is the experience of eating delicious food at a restaurant that's been prepared lovingly by an artist. So I would say those are my three avenues of joy. And of course, my fur babies, like my dogs. I mean, animals are just the absolute epitome of unconditional love and joy and living in the moment. And that's such a great reminder to me every day.
Sarah, it's been such a pleasure to have you on. I think this is a wonderful, this cannot skip by this episode. It's a must. I'm going to heavily promote it. I'm so excited for people to hear because it's a new thing for a lot of people. It's very under the radar and it's a huge epidemic hitting, you know, not only our country, but the world right now. And so what we can do to, as you said, the chassis of the car, the structure that we work on the abdominal, the six pack, the muscles, the glutes. Well, if you don't have those, that core structure, it's all for naught. So I think it's just irreplaceable value. And I think what you're doing is amazing. And I look forward to when we'll meet in person somewhere at some show. It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. And I'll also share so that you can put it in the show notes if anyone is interested in finding a location near them, how they can do that. Most of us will offer you to come in for a complimentary session to try it out. So I would love to offer that to all of your listeners as well.
Incredible. That's so amazing. I'm so excited for people to take action on this one. Sarah Glickin from OsteoStrong, thank you so much for being here. Namaste.
Does anybody think that these health upgrades sound expensive? They can be an investment. But after truly learning how money works, the inflationary nature of our fiat currency, combined with the fact that big banks charged, are you ready for this? $34 billion to the poorest members of society. I knew I was ready for a shift. In my opinion, money is energy. And I've seen too many scenarios which compromised health is attached to financial distress. The energy is not flowing. And to break that cycle, it's going to take a new level of thinking to come up with a different result. Enter Celsius Network. This is my bank that's not a bank. Celsius is a place to store cryptocurrency safely and get an incredible return on your stored wealth. They share up to 80% of the revenue with the users, not the board of trustees, so you can earn up to 17.78% APY distributed weekly. I'd like to see a bank beat that. So what does that look like? Every Monday, I get a direct deposit of the money I've earned as a reward for joining the community on my beautifully designed app with this high-end customer interface. I've made over $2,600 by joining Celsius in just over 9 months. I've never made that in the history of time through my old, air quote, big bank. So they have 0% in withdrawal fees. Over 500,000 users and $10 billion in assets that are insured. And you can also use your crypto or borrow dollars or stable coins with loans starting at just 1%. That's correct. You can borrow from yourself and keep your own money and pay it back over the next 6 months to a year. Say it with me. Financial freedom is back on the market. So check out the link in the show notes to join Celsius. I've got a special offer to earn $30 in stable coins by joining the community. Please don't take this as financial advice, and everything I offer is an opportunity to do your own research and make the best choice for your abundance. Let the green energy flow so you can do more good in the world. My friends, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are in season 3. I think our relationship is developing into something really special. So there are two ways to support this show. The first is by joining my membership program at buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. Here you'll get early access to all the podcasts, bonus episodes, video clips, discounted coaching, and free webinars with thought leaders in the wellness and transformational technology industry. It's a chance to take your listening experience and put it into action. The second way is to support the podcast through freddysetgo.com and download the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. This is my new ebook, which is a collection of transformational technology, supplements, and courses that have worked for me, my clients, and my family. These are things that I've found to be incredibly helpful in my healing journey, and I put them all in one book. Most of them offer significant discounts just by clicking the link or using the discount code. And please know they don't cost you anything extra. And at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. My heart thanks you for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here with us. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. And if you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at FreddySetGo or buymeacoffee.com/FreddySetGo. Last message from my vast team of lawyers that I pay a lot of money for. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself, your family members, or others. Always consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having challenges with. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is changing. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Namaste.